happens. I'm writing a huge paper.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about UI testing. Now, I think I was dreaming the impossible dream of acceptance test-driven development again.
Acceptance test-driven development.
Mm-hmm. The dream.
What is
the dream we all want.
Forgive me for asking, but what does that
mean?
I'm
going to try it one last time. So imagine a world.
Imagine a world.
Where all of your requirements are very good, well-written, no ambiguity whatsoever, acceptance tests. Tests that are theoretically automated. What if you started with an automated test, and you simply had to code until those automated tests pass to know that your main throughput cases are correct, right?
Okay, so put it in like a real application. Use the Northwind database. No, seriously. Describe like a scenario, like a calculator. I'm going to build a calculator.
No, we don't need to describe the scenario. You just need to say
no.
The customer will pay you if this test passes.
No. For the kids.
That's the one,
for the kids at home, let's just actually do this in concrete terms.
So if it's a calculator,
okay.
I may be giving something that looks like an Excel sheet that says, if I add two columns of numbers, X and Y. If I add 2 + 2, the answer should be 4.
That sounds like fit and fitness.
Yeah, exactly. Fit and fitness, except it. Except that it works. It actually works.
Hello! Hello!
So, what if the promise of fit...
Oh, man. Let's line up. British Bulldog on fitness.
So, what if fit and fitness, or cucumber, worked? And you could have these tests. Maybe these tests on
cucumber is a Ruby thing.
There you go. What if these things worked? Your development. You have so much faster feedback cycle with testing. It is develop up until these tests work. Not only is it a faster feedback cycle,
right,
you're finding bugs faster.
Okay. That's a test-driven development.
Better requirements.
Right?
Yeah,
write as much code
as
you need
scale.
To make this work.
Yes, but on a grander scale where it's connected to the business-facing test. TDD is my activity.
So what would the suit write?
Would the suit write? I don't think you're ever going to get the suit to write.
Well, suit's the businessman,
if
though.
The suit can read it. If the
suit suits
in
can read.
Conjunction
they have
with
MBAs.
A BA and a tester.
Yeah. Suits have degrees, often in English.
Yes, but they don't really work with you. So you do want to make it English readable, right? The goal is also to kill two birds with one stone, to have an automated test that also acts as your specification documentation, an executable specification, something that's a requirement that bites back at you if you don't do it right.
This is interesting. A couple of years ago, if you Google or Bing for this, maybe if you Bing for it, then Bing for a Word document has no teeth. I wrote this thing about how we used to have all these specs in Word, and the Word document has no teeth. Word documents don't break the build.
Word documents don't break the build, and Word documents are vague. Vague and ambiguous and full of Swiss cheese holes. A test that says success, failure, red or green, has no ambiguity.
So how do you do this without it being a natural language engine?
Check out
it sounds like Mad Libs.
Check out my Storyteller project.
Huh?
I'll have it released within
acceptance
a couple months.
Testing Mad Libs. You like that?
Great.
No, look at fitness. my own Storyteller project, which is meant to be a fitness replacement.
Did you ever finish this?
It's well on its way. I'll show
is
you
it?
An example in a minute if you want.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm taping it. It's Scoble-esque, except with a compiler.
So
let's all watch this boot. That'll be fun.
And unfortunately, it's going to be a calculator example.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Isn't that convenient? Okay. So this is called Storyteller. And is this available in any form that doesn't involve getting it out of Subversion directly?
Not at this moment. I'm not quite ready.
Okay.
We're dogfooding it completely on the project, and I'm not going to let it escape into the wild until it stops hurting.
Now you said imagine a fantasy world. Are you about to show me that this fantasy world exists?
I'm showing you potential for this fantasy world to exist.
Okay. Inside of a tiny, tiny instance of Visual Studio.
That's trying to maximize.
Okay. So no one can see this because it's very small.
The UI is coming up.
So what do we got here?
So let's say if we were creating a calculator.
Okay.
Math calculator. We're going to start with 5. I'm going to add 3 to it. And at the end of that, the value should be 8.
So this is my user story.
Now, a real story is going to be hopefully a little more complicated than this.
Okay.
I'm going to run this, and looky there.
One right, 0 wrongs.
Yep. Let's find one with a table. Yeah, now watch this. So that's an easy, a flow-based test. Now let's start with something a little more complicated. A decision table. When adding numbers, x plus y, the sum, 2 plus 2
This is very FIT-like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's meant to be an easier to use version of FIT.
Okay.
That's all I'm going for.
So how do I author these things?
There will be a good tool for it. At the moment, it's this.
It's angle brackets.
It's angle brackets.
God
which is
help
why
us all.
This is not going to get released until you don't have to see the angle brackets.
Okay. You could do this with like a WPF designer in Visual Studio and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
We all work flowy. No?
Kind of.
We have a thing called sequential workflows now. No, I'm just changing. No, I'm totally serious.
No, you haven't. Huh? I'm just waiting to change
them. I'm saying that it's lots of people make things like not like this, but lots of people make stuff where angle brackets are the input because angle brackets are easy to parse, and then they need to go and make the. Yes, sir. Did you have a comment? Excuse me, bald man in the corner. Did you have a comment?
My comment about angle brackets was.
All right, thank you for
well,
your support.
The tool will not be released until...
No, what I'm saying is that it always seems like these problems... people who make DSLs and don't have a lot of good DSL tools write their stuff in angle brackets, and then they get the runtime working, which is 20% of the work, and the visual designer is 89% of the work and never gets finished.
But I'm taking a shortcut with Storyteller.
I'm not trying to bother you or anything.
No, that's why I made the decision. Storyteller taking a shortcut... The XML, the results, they're rendered into HTML. It can be look very text-like. It can look very English-like. It can be table-driven when that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix in comments.
That was an XSLT?
You can put pros. What's that?
The XSLT that made
oh,
that?
Oh, no. It's all programmatic.
So you rendered that somehow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just building up an HTML graph.
So how do you visualize in the future that you would design this, you would draw this? Would it be like a mind mapper kind of a thing?
So you write code. You write code to create the grammars. The starts with five. It mm-hmm. could be a method. It could be a class. I need a lot of documentation here.
Sure.
As you write this, or I
so
might
it
start
with...
with
is your grammar.
The only bummer was Joel.
Yes.
See, this is interesting. You both mentioned DSL at one point or another.
I'm just saying it, yeah.
You mentioned earlier FIT and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I was working with Ward Cunningham when he was still at PNP. And I said to Ward... I accused him of something. I would say maybe that's even too strong. But I said, my understanding of FIT is that you basically created it as a result of C3 for the... or C2 for the accounting stuff. And so...
No, I didn't know that.
It was a natural extension of being... It was a DSL for
C2 is Warren Cunningham's old company.
Right? Therefore, it was designed for accountants, so it makes sense. It's tables, it's Excel, it's grid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, things like fitness came along after the fact and took the DSL that was designed for accountants and tried to make it work in other domains.
You're saying
this
it started
is why people
wrong.
Get frustrated by it.
You're
no,
it started
it
wrong.
It started right.
Because it was accounting.
It was a DSL for accountants.
Yeah. But you
but the recognition here is
right,
that
but
different
what I'm
domains
saying is,
require
but,
different
but you're,
languages.
But you're
force everything into a table-driven
Well, that's
format.
Exactly what I'm
but
saying.
But it's awesome when you can.
Right,
what
I'm saying is that he's forcing it into an angle bracket
format. No, he's not. No, he's actually not. He's using it as serialization format. Ignore it.
But not everything can be serialized as angle
brackets. What I'm saying is that ultimately the trick here, my perspective, is to achieve what you want, right, acceptance test-driven development, is that you have to spend enough time to understand the domain to be able to produce a DSL that enables
okay. Well, and so here's a question,
so that enables accurate descriptions. And so in accounting, a DSL looks like some
table,
customization
right, right.
of Excel tables.
Okay, so to his point, he came. It's an important point I missed. So the way the workflow should work, I would even go to a whiteboard with your business guys and create the language you want.
Yes.
And it's basically
on a business by business basis, or is this? I guess what I'm saying is this
story by user story basis.
Each user story gets its own DSL because I'm thinking that there's suits who and people always imagine that there'd be a suit language that you could speak.
You're going to get to reuse some grammars across tests. I mean, like we have basic grammars to set up case data.
Right.
Or to do very basic action in cases. You may get to reuse a lot of things across tests, but I would assume that you're starting with new grammars for
right.
every user.
But this is what Cucumber is supposed to do so well. Let's see if it uses regular expressions to do it.
This is a Cucumber competitor.
No, I'm with you 100%. But what I'm saying is what Cucumber does is that, you know, write it the way the suit wants to write it, then write a regular expression that figures out what the suit meant, that translates it into whatever. So
that's maintainable.
Because it's totally maintainable, yeah.
That is probably
what I'm saying is that like I'm trying to understand is like you said Ward was doing an accounting specific DSL which is
well,
tables.
That was what I
hang on, let me finish.
Of, and he didn't deny
let me finish, comma, And then you've got, like, you know, XML, which is generic serialization format. And I'm just trying to think, am I totally, like, all Microsofted up now that I'm thinking that this was an M grammar problem? And that
No.
No, I'm not, or no, it's not a good idea?
So I started Storyteller before Oslo came on board. Why I don't think this is M grammar? You could solve this with M grammar. Is this the part where I get in a lot of trouble?
No, we're riffing in the speaker room. This is going to go up on the web in a minute, though.
I think the Oslo stuff is really poor about connecting these M grammar things to actual behavior. So if Oslo was better than I think it is right now about connecting their M grammars and their language structures to
Well, you would take elements. The M grammar, you create your DSL, you turn it into a tree, and then you'd act on the tree.
Yeah, that sucks.
Why does that suck? Okay.
That's parsing the AST.
Chris Sells is going to come and beat the crap out of you.
I'm happy to talk to him.
Chris Sells doesn't really do project work anymore. So
come on down here.
Opinions, interesting question.
Get really close. So the methods in here, I want to connect my testing DSL to the system under test as quickly as possible. I can go right here with the method. Starts with a number. I can create my grammar, the executable piece that goes to the system under test, and a little bit of stuff to make it look
so
nice
what
in the DSL.
Format as? What does that mean, format as?
It's going to be displayed as start with and whatever the argument into the method. I can connect the system.
Oh, you're saying
test.
Is formatted like this.
Yeah.
That's what format as?
I can, yeah. You're just controlling how it appears and how it's rendered. I can make the connection between the DSL representation and the system under test faster by doing it this way than I think you could with mGrammar.
It would be really interesting to get the mGrammar guys to, like, race you, and you've got a 2-year head start.
Well,
No, I'm not defending them at all. I'm just saying that... That
you know,
it'd be really interesting.
I might be talking on my rear end, but right now I don't see mGrammar having a good story to connect mGrammar stuff to behavioral elements.
AST.
Yeah,
take the AST and act on it.
So parsing AST sucks.
You saw the Merle
That's
stuff,
awful.
Right?
That's horrible. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. It's horrible when you actually have to do something with the AST.
Yes.
It's a pretty good tool for creating ASTs.
Yeah, I don't care about
so
having
data.
Differentiation. If it's a great, if somebody's goal is to create a great tool for creating ASTs, and they achieve that goal, then that's pretty good. But the practical application of that is then a whole different set of efforts.
ASTs are abstract syntax trees. I'm just telling you, Mr. Person who's watching this video.
So,
and there's another issue.
I think that there's a real reason to criticize M and Oslo, but I think that if we, you know, precisely, it's because operating and doing things with those ASTs.
It's not. Oslo isn't good for the kinds of things I want to use DSLs.
As far as you can tell,
it sucks. I agree with you.
Well,
as far as you can tell, it'd be interesting to take some scenario and see if it is in fact hard. I thought that the curl clone that they did was kind of clever. You read that?
No, I didn't see it.
It's called Merle. Basically, they took the DSL was HTTP GET foo da 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 da. So they wrote curl again as a sample using M grammar, and then they acted on it. So the part where you said, and then they acted on the AST, the Merle, MURL, is a good sample to find out whether it's hard or not. And maybe
but what
it
if I could skip the AST parsing and go straight to my system?
Right, exactly. You just hit it lex and yak, and then you just go right to it and do it.
There's a little more to it than this. Storyteller is not a generic external DSL tool. It is an external DSL tool for testing. So
exactly.
A lot of this stuff is kind of hardwired to do the assertion and the assertion counting and the test results.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-trick pony.
Okay. Uh-oh, you just got a chair and sat down, which means things are, it's going to get bad.
I just got back from my SOA talk.
Your SOA talk, your service-oriented architecture talk.
Yes, that's
and how did that go, sir?
It was great.
It's like, I just got back from Vietnam.
Why does everything come down to Vietnam? Oh, it's not Ted speaking. Was your SOA talk a quagmire? Was it a political quagmire?
Not at all.
How many people showed up?
I think about 80.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good number of people.
Yeah.
Get people coming up to me and say, you just described the exact problems that we've been having for the past year.
Good.
And now I want to go do what you told me to do and solve it, but we're going to have to rewrite everything. I wish we knew this stuff before.
Yeah, isn't it awful? Like I gave my talk on a story and someone said, we're using strongly typed data sets. What should we do now? Right? It's difficult. But the thing is, though, that's what we were selling then, right? And that's they bought it.
Who was selling it?
Microsoft. I'm just saying that Microsoft, well, not we, I wasn't working for the company. I'm just saying that whenever someone says...
I read your ASP book. You were selling it.
ASP? I didn't write the strongly typed datasets chapter. You mean the ASP.NET
book? Your face was on the book.
Yeah, no. Like, so
that's true.
It's kind of
so
hard.
I didn't make that differentiation.
There should be our faces on each chapter.
Yeah.
This is the part that I approve of.
I'm Scott Hanselman.
I've approved this chapter. And scene.